Hello, it's day 16 of the February 2015 audio month event, and the topic today, if I can read this because I had to print it off before I come out of the house there. I usually write my wee cards, but it's quite a list, so I thought I'd print it out, but unfortunately the rain is landing on the print, so it's getting a wee bit blobby and blotchy, but I'll do my best to shield, and I haven't got my binaurals either, because I lost the last wee earplug rubber cup that fits my ears, so anyway, no matter, I've got the zoom in my hand in this case. It's a stinker, by the way. Should be a name of a movie. Which movies? Streaming media apps, movie cable channels do you use most often? Example, Netflix, blah 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 blah. No, don't use any of them. I had an opportunity when I upgraded my phone contract to get Netflix free for 6 months, and I decided to go with Spotify Premium for 6 months instead. And I don't even really use Spotify Premium very much. Netflix is no good. No, we don't have any of the channels. We have what was originally BT Vision, is now UView, I believe, under BT. If it's a movie, it'll be something that we have taped from the channels, the television channels, in other words. We'll watch out for a decent movie. Most of the decent movies on our television anyway is later on at night, so we tend to go and have a wee look from 10 to 12 and then pick out a movie or something, tape it and then watch it. Usually over the weekend, to be honest with you. Anyway, moving on. Try to keep everything dry here. Do you prefer to stay at home to watch movies or go to the cinema to view movies? No, I can't remember last time I was at the cinema. Well, I can actually, but it was years and years ago when I took my girls, the last one would be my youngest girl, who's now 31. So you can guess how many years it was. Probably she didn't want to go with me by the time she was about 15, so maybe about 13, 14, so work that out. And I probably travel to Edinburgh to go to one of the big the UCIs or the multiplexes or something like that, but we do not watch, we don't go to the pictures, don't go to the movies, don't go to the flicks, just something we grew out of as we reared a family, probably because we really couldn't afford to go, and then we just got into the habit of, if you're going to watch a movie, just watch it at home. What movie ratings are enforced in your country? God, that's a good one. I don't know. Wait a minute, I may have lost a leather glove. Oh, please God, not. No, it's still there. this is difficult. Movie ratings, I don't know. Will there be a G for guidance or something? X-rated 16? I don't know. I honestly haven't got a clue. It used to be 3 when we went to the movies. That doesn't help, of course. It was a U, an A and an X. It was very simple. And a B movie wasn't rated B, it was just the secondary movie, because they used to always have 2 movies at one time. See, you got Great Stuff back in the day, you got the big billing movie, and there was always a B movie that went with it. So you got the B movie first, then Pearl and Dean adverts, you know, all that kind of stuff. And then at your local. Then the A movie, the big movie you actually went to see. Sometimes B movie turned out to be better than A movie. But anyway, I really don't know about current ratings. What movie genre do you prefer to watch? Example, drama, comedy, sci-fi. Well, personally speaking, I love sci-fi. I really do. But I also love... what do I call it? Action, yeah. It's difficult. I like a lot of action films, so long as they're not over the top like the current range of James Bond movies that are just, you know, CGI and way, way over the top. I do like action movies, and one of my favourite actors is Denzel Washington. I'm surprised I actually remembered that. I love Denzel Washington, and I love the things like Blade, you know, Blade 2, The Matrix, what else? Not Logan's Run, not that one, the other one, my favourite one, the one I've got the big collector's set of, with Harrison Ford. What did you call it? My God, this is terrible. But so that's a combination of sci-fi and action and drama. That's definitely the genre. If you can put that all together, it'd be great. This is getting more difficult to read by the minute. It's flopping about in the wind. What movie have you seen most recently? It was a Denzel Washington movie. one on the other night there. He was an ex-Navy SEAL who was drunk, down and out. And his buddy, who knew him for years, needed him to help him out in a case. And of course, it was a usual scenario where he eventually trained himself off the drink, got his head fixed and got back into the action. Yeah, I just love that kind of stuff. tell us why we should or should not watch it. You should watch it because Denzel Washington is a bloody good actor. I do like him. And he, although he has done, two or three sort of, not five-star rating films. I just love the guy. He was in The Bone Collector and he lay in a bed for most of that. But his character was just great. Anyway, that movie, I can't remember the name of it, so I can't tell you to watch it. if you get a chance to watch a Denzel Washington movie, well, that'll give you an idea what kind of movie you like. But then again, as I said, why can't I remember? Anyway, no matter. I should write down my memory, if I can remember my memory. I'm rambling now. A movie is being made from one of the books you read. Tell us about it. I don't read books. I wish there was. I wish I could. I wish there was a book reader. I'd dare love to be a book reader, but I get so impatient. When I did read books when I was youngster, which weren't very many, I would read the first chapter, and then I'd go straight to the end. And I'd read the ending. And then I'd say, well, I ain't going to bother with what's in between. I knew the start, and I know the ending. And I tend to do that with if I'm reading a magazine review of whatever, it could be anything, doesn't matter what it is, I'll read the review. I will read the initial paragraphs, as it were, what they're going to talk about and the details of what they're reviewing. And then I'll go straight to the end of the article and read the final and say, well, what are they saying about it then? Just my way. I may eventually go back and read the whole article, but that's what stops me from reading books, because I'm just an impatient bugger. I haven't got the patience to sit and read books, to be honest with you. I'd much rather be doing other things, yeah. In your opinion, can movies be educational? Oh, there's another one after that. Of course they can be educational. Of course they can. A lot of movies, depending on what the movie is, will deal with backgrounds, backdrops, as it were. Maybe to do with cities like, it's filmed in Prague, and you may get to see a lot of the architecture and find out through the movie some of the culture of that movie. And then, of course, a lot of movies have got morals built in. They may be hidden, but they're there. So yes, definitely educational, I'd say, without talking about an educational movie. Right, okay. Explain your answer. My God, can't. I can't. I'm not a great big movie person. Anyway, on to the last. Have you ever gone to the cinema in another country? I went to pictures two or three times in Blackpool in England. That's another country. Another country. That's a hard one now. Something in my mind says yes. I have. But I can't remember if we actually did. I'm running through the countries now that I've actually been in. No, I can't remember, so possibly not. Actually, now that I think of it, I don't think I did. And it wouldn't bother me, because we're not moviegoers. What when we were young? movies were big. We had 3 cinema houses here in Bathgate. Hard to believe, now we haven't got one. Well, we've got the Regal Cinema, but that's like, yeah, it's not the same. Not the same. Because it's part of a sort of a media group, and there's plays and live artists and Dirty Bugger. HP12HDF. Right, memorise that. Solver, Vauxhall, turned into the second turning into the estate. Just flew through a dirty big puddle and covered the bottom of my trousers with dirty, mucky water. Should make a movie about that. Anyway, I can't even remember what I was talking about now. Yeah, so, movies. To be honest with you, I don't really watch an awful lot of television. And if we do watch a movie, we tend to maybe keep them for the weekend when the television is absolutely rubbish. It's pretty much poor during the week, so we tend to just use the BT service to record stacks of stuff to watch on the evening. And then keep, if they've got 2 or 3 good movies that we've recorded, watch those at the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, when the television is absolutely dire. This isn't a question, but I'm going to add it in. Would I like to go back to the movies? Movies proper, and see a good movie of the genre that both myself and my wife like. Yes, actual fact, you know, I've just told a lie. Well, it's not a lie because I didn't remember. The last time we were at the movies was in the Bathgate Regal, because they have a film club, and they show what they call, what's the category they use? It's not top films, like 5 stars or what. It's a selection of excellent films, movies, and they play them now and again, and we usually get a wee leaflet telling us what's coming up, so it's not every week or anything like that. And the last one we watched was Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, the movie by, based on the book, obviously, John le Carré. I think it was John le Carré, wasn't it? And it was, who played the part? Who played George Smiley in that? Was it him that, was it Colin Firth? I think it was Colin Firth. Anyway, a brilliant movie. I absolutely loved it. Benedict Cumberbatch was in that as a young agent, as it were. That was a brilliant movie, and I bought my wife that. So we've actually seen that film about 3-4 times now. But that was the last time we were at the movies, and that was here. And that was probably about a year ago. So there you go, I have been to the movies. Rewind, start again. Would I like to go back to the movies? Yes, I would, because I actually enjoy going to the movies. And I'd like to go back to the Regal, because they have a nice wee bar, not for drinking, but I mean, I don't want to go back for a drink. I mean, but they have a nice wee bar, and at the interval, you're going to have a wee blether and a soft drink or a wee dram or whatever you're going to have. It's not a very big cinema, I can't even remember what it holds, maybe a couple of hundred people at most. But it's got a cosy atmosphere to it, and I really like going there. And then we don't have to travel, you see, we can just walk up and walk back and get a chip on the way home. So yes, I would like to go back, yes, although it wasn't a question, I'm adding it in. Sorry, care. There you go, movies are us. See you by the new.